Thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Am I speaking to LaTarsha?
Yes.
Hi, LaTarsha. How are you?
I'm cool. How are you?
Good, good. I'm a case intake specialist for this lawsuit. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. Is that right?
Yes.
Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And just to confirm, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or even signed documents with another law firm? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma, a type of tumor, after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I am sorry to hear that. So I'd like to help you get signed up with a law firm we work with. Could you provide me the approximate date of your diagnosis when you discovered that you have a meningioma?
October 20th on 2020.
Okay. October 20th, 2020?
Yeah.
That's the date that you were told you have a meningioma, a tumor.
Yeah, that was the diagnosis. They actually got me into surgery pretty quickly.
Did they? Oh, good, good. All right. And then, good, good. What is, just to confirm that you are an adult over age 18. So with the help of the firm we work with, the law firm we work with, you'd be able to file a claim for yourself since you're the injured party.
Yes.
Okay, great. And then you're a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you, LaTarsha. And then could you provide me your date of birth, please?
8/3/86.
August 3rd, 1986?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who's received Depo injections and also developed a meningioma later or afterwards?
I do know one other person, but I would have to call her and see if she wants to participate because I met her while I was going through my treatment.
Okay, very good. Okay. Towards the end of our call, I'll be texting you my name and contact information. It's my direct number. You're welcome to share it with that person.
Okay.
Would that be okay? Great. All right.
Yeah, no problem.
Did you consume or use the brand name injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera? Was it the brand name?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And I'm sorry, you did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
I did.
Okay. And
for a few years, actually.
Okay, right. Thank you. And you did have at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, okay. Thank you, LaTarsha. And then the law firm does request the approximate dates that you were receiving Depo injections, starting with the approximate start date.
So I started around my birthday. So my birthday is August 3rd. So it had to be around the 5th or the 6th because I went to the doctor after that. So the 5th
okay.
of 2017.
Okay.
And I remember I went to the hospital October 19th, like very late in the night. So it was almost like 11 something because it was like when they came back and diagnosed me, it was like 2 in the morning on the 20th.
Okay, got
it.
Okay, so since the law firm does allow for approximate dates, what I put for the start date is August 5th, 2017. And then for the stop date, I use October 19th, 2020, the day before your actual diagnosis. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
And that actually answers the next question, which is, did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through present date? The answer is yes, because it was between 2017 and 2020, well after 1992.
Yes.
All right. Okay. And now I can gather information about yourself. I'm assuming you are a female, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's a funny question we have to ask all our potential clients.
I get it. Especially
thank
now.
You. Thank you. And then just to confirm, what is your marital status?
I am unmarried.
Unmarried. Okay.
Single.
Single.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then the legal name, your first name, that's Latarsha. That's LATARSHA. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And your middle initial?
M, as in Mario.
Thank you. And then the last name, I have Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
Yes.
Okay. And I take it you don't have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
Oh, no, no, no. No.
Okay. I didn't think so. And then, Latarsha, the law firm, I believe you're going to meet the criteria. So towards the end of our call, I'll have you sign the authorization for legal representation. And then the other form is okay. called request for medical records. For the request for medical records, we do have to put your social on that form because that'll go to the doctor or the hospital to get medical records. Can I get your social, please?
118-700-6-5-7.
Okay. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. 118-700-6-5-7.
Yes.
Okay. And any forms that you do sign, copies will be sent to your email. So we'll have you sign the agreements through your cell phone, but copies will be sent to your email. And I have your first name and then your last name at outlook.com. Is that your email address? Latarsha
yes.
Jones at Outlook? Okay, perfect. And just to confirm, this phone number belongs to you, this number 470-572-3618?
Yes.
Okay, I'm assuming it's a cell phone, smartphone?
Yes, cell phone.
Okay, great. And then it may seem that you're all finished getting signed up for this lawsuit, having done this interview with me and then signing forms. I do need to let you know there's mm-hmm. one final step, and it's called a case verification call. That's a call that occurs between mm-hmm. you and the law firm. It's real quick. They just mm-hmm. want to verify that you have received depot injections in the past. That's one. Two is that you were harmed, meaning you were diagnosed with a meningioma. And then third thing is that it's okay for them to submit the request for medical records. That signifies that they're going to start working on your case. That's called a case verification call. Just a few minutes long. It's going to happen within 24 to 48 hours. But what is the best time that you can be reached? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Evenings would be the best.
Okay.
Around like 6-7, like that's the best because I'm very busy during the day.
Okay.
Like, you know, and I don't want to miss a call that could be important.
Okay.
So, you know.
Thank you. I'll make a note evenings. And then what is your address, please?
My address, my physical address where
yes.
I live now.
Mm-hmm.
116-80.
Okay.
Guy as in a male, G-U-Y,
okay.
R, like the initial R.
Brewer
and
Boulevard?
Brewer. It's like a name.
Yes.
Yes, Guy
in
R.
Jamaica,
Brewer
New York.
Boulevard. Yes.
Okay.
It's an apartment building.
I was going to ask the next question is there a unit number?
Yes.
Okay.
3 Edward.
3 Edward? Okay. Now, that's actually in the city of Jamaica, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And it's Jamaica, New York, 11434?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm so sorry, because I'm actually, I'll explain in just a moment. And it's apartment, what was the apartment number?
3E as in Edward.
3E as in Edward, okay. The number 3, the number, and the letter E as in Echo or Edward. Okay, so let me just
yes.
confirm the address so I have it correct. It's 116-80 Guy R. Brewer Boulevard, apartment 3E as an echo, and that's Jamaica, New York, 11434. Is that the correct address?
Correct.
Okay, good. I asked because we're on the address line. It actually had Queens on the address, and I was like, whoa.
Well, because Jamaica's in Queens, so
okay.
I mean, either one of them, you know how sometimes when you put order something online and you put your address in and they like update it like, oh, it's this.
Yes.
So I guess either one would be okay because Jamaica is Queens.
Okay,
you know?
Great.
I guess as long as the zip is right and everything else is correct.
That's actually what I wanted to make sure is right. Okay, very good. Thank you so much for helping with that. All right, now the next set
No
of
problem.
questions are designed to gather information, medical information, to point to share with a law firm. So the first thing we're going to ask is the name of the doctor that unfortunately gave you the news that a meningioma was found. Do you remember the name of that doctor that diagnosed you?
The neurosurgeon?
Yeah, he probably would have been a neurosurgeon because he would have done an MRI first.
Her name was Beverly St. Clair.
Beverly St. Clair? Okay. Let me see if I can find her. And what city, was this in a hospital that you received the diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, and what was the name of that hospital?
Jamaica Medical Center.
Jamaica Medical Center? Okay. Mm-hmm. Bear with me here. What I'm doing is I'm actually searching for her. So I do see, St. Clair. How do you spell Beverly? Beverly? That's how I spelled it. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And is St. Clair ST? And then
C-L-A-I-R-E.
Okay.
Where's all this glass coming from?
Bear with me here.
Look at the room.
Excuse me. I'm having difficulty finding Beverly St. Clair.
Mm-hmm.
And she's at Jamaica Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay. I can't find, I find it Beverly Clair, but she's psychiatry. Beverly, did I spell it out correctly? Beverly.
Yeah, the spelling was cool. The spelling was correct.
Okay. And it's ST and then space CLAIRE.
Yeah, capital CLAIRE. She was a nice lady, too.
Yeah.
I think she was like Caribbean or something.
Was she? Okay.
Yeah, she was an older black lady. But all that will be in the documents, right?
I believe so.
When you request the records. Like,
yeah, just trying to.
On that, so.
I'm just trying to find her. I can't find her. But you got your diagnosis at Jamaica Hospital Medical Center?
Yes.
And that was at, the address is 8900 Van Wyck Expressway, Richmond Hill, New York, 11418?
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, correct.
Okay. So, the most important thing is I actually get at least the name of the facility where the diagnosis is correct, because we can go to that facility and request medical records, and then we can get the name of the doctor corrected or verified. Bear with me here. And so, but I am going to put Dr. Beverly St. Clair, neurosurgeon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Claire is the E at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. Okay, now, was Dr. Beverly St. Clair the same doctor that treated your meningioma?
No, Dr. Elizabeth Fontana.
And where's she located?
The same place.
That being
all of my medical work goes. All of my medical work goes through Jamaica.
Okay. And yes, I do find a Dr. Elizabeth Fontana. And she is with Jamaica Medical Center. Okay, bear with me here. She's neurosurgery. I see. Okay, bear with me here. Dr. Elizabeth Fontana, MD, neurosurgery. And again, she's with Jamaica Hospital Medical Center. That's where you got your treatment as well, correct? Same place?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I saw so many doctors, and you know, like, with them operating on my head, I get a lot of their names like jumbled up and mixed up.
I think you did great personally. The most important thing is getting the medical center.
Like,
and once they get the records from the medical center, they'll, I know you're right, that there's a team of doctors that are involved.
Because I saw so many people, like from between, like, the woman from me taking the shot, like, so many doctors from the beginning to the end, because it was just, like, a whole experience. I wish I never would have done it, but I needed something, like, with such my busy schedule, I needed something that I could not forget to take, you know, like that everyday pill you could forget to take.
Right.
So you think that they're prescribing you something that's good for you, but, you know, lo and behold.
Latasha, you're doing great. Okay, so the next set of questions. Oh, I do need to ask this. Did you ever get a cancer diagnosis before your meningioma diagnosis? Were you diagnosed with cancer before? Okay, no. All right. Now I'm going to ask the name of the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera. Who is the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera?
There was two. There was Stephen Rabins. And he's located
Well, let's do this. Let me
in
see
Forest Hills.
Let me try. He's the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera?
Yeah, him.
Okay. And is it Stephen with a V or a PH?
A V.
Okay. And how do you spell his last name?
How do you get these R-A-V-I-N-S, if I'm not mistaken. I be getting these doctors mixed up.
Dr. Rivas?
I saw so many of them. Ravens.
Can you spell that last name for me again? I'm sorry.
R as in Ralph, A, V as in Victor, I-N-S.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Ravens. Oh, he's an OBGYN in Forest Hills?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And he's the doctor that, again, prescribed Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Did you get the injections at his office, or did you get the prescription filled at a local pharmacy?
No. I went there. I'm not shooting myself up.
Okay, got it. And just to confirm, that facility was 70-10 Austin Street, Suite 200, Forest Hills, New York. That's where you went?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. And all my other medical, after that, all my other medical treatment was done at Jamaica.
Okay, thank you. And he had his own practice. He wasn't part of a larger group, or was he?
Not to my knowledge. No, I think he had his own practice.
Thank you. Okay, so not applicable for pharmacy because you got the injections on site at the doctor's office. And let me make a note of that. Received Depo Provera injections on site at doctor's office. Okay, perfect. All right, and then do you happen to have any medical records to show to confirm the diagnosis or the treatment that you could share with the law
Have
firm?
them somewhere.
You do, okay. Would you be able to?
Somewhere I would have to dig them out, though, because
Okay.
I've moved around, but somewhere.
Okay, good. But you do have them, and you could, if the law firm requested them, you could provide them. But they would use that authorization for medical release for medical records to submit to the doctors and to the medical facilities to get records. All right, but if they did ask you, you could provide them. All right, you do meet the criteria. I can see that. We're getting close to wrapping up. The last step is going to be signing. But I do need to ask if for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. And this is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact? And does that person live with you?
I guess that's hard. I guess my daughter.
Your daughter, and does she live with you?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And your daughter's name?
Leiliana, Leiliana
Okay. And same last name?
Lopez.
Oh, Lopez. Okay.
No, Lopez.
Lopez.
Yes.
Okay, and her phone number, please.
347-739-9406.
Okay, let me repeat that to make sure I have it correct. I've got Leiliana Lopez. Leiliana spelled Lailiana, last name Lopez. Phone number is 347-739-9406. Is that right?
That sounds correct. 739-9406, yes.
Okay, perfect. And then do you happen to know her email address?
Ooh, now that is pulling straws.
That's okay
I
if you
do
don't know
not
it.
know this little girl's email address.
That's okay. And then, but
I don't.
she does live with you.
Yes, she
So
does.
we can put that address in there. Okay, bear with me here. And it was apartment 3E. That was Jamaica, New York, and the zip code was 11434.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All right. Well, Latarsha, thank you very much for being patient with me. We just completed the
No, no
interview
problem.
to see if you
Thanks for
meet the
being patient with
criteria.
me.
Oh, you did great. You do meet the criteria. The law firm, A4D or Pawlowski Kirker, is very interested in meeting with you through that case verification call. They just quickly want to confirm that you did get depot injections, you were diagnosed with a tumor that's the harm, and that it's okay to work on your case and request medical records. That call should happen in 24 to 48 hours. The last step for you and I is to sign the agreements, the legal agreement, along with the request for medical records. And before I send out those forms for you to sign, I do want to take a moment to make sure I have everything right before it goes out. You were unfortunately diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. The date of your diagnosis was October 20th, 2020. That's 10/20/2020. Your date of birth is August 3rd, 1986. The approximate dates of your usage were August 5th, 2017 through October 19th, 2020. Meningioma, female, single. We've confirmed the spelling of your first name, your middle initial, M as in Marie, last name Jones. We confirm your social. We've confirmed your email address, your phone number. We've confirmed your residence, apartment 3E in Jamaica, New York. We confirmed, to the best of our knowledge, we believe it was Dr. Beverly St. Clair that diagnosed your meningioma at Jamaica Hospital Medical Center. And so we've got the address and phone number for the facility from the internet. When you did get the meningioma diagnosis, you had no prior cancer diagnosis. And the doctor that treated you would have been Dr. Elizabeth Fontana, at Jamaica Hospital Medical Center, same location. And then the doctor that prescribed you Depo-Provera would have been Dr. Stephen Ravens, and we have his address of 70-10 Austin Street, Suite 200, Forest Hills, New York. And I got the phone number from the internet, 929-552-3025. All right, everything looks good. And in a few seconds, you're going to get a text message with a link to the forms to sign. Have you ever done DocuSign using your phone before?
I have, but I can't really recall how to do it. Is it already going to come, like, on there? Hold on.
So what's going to happen?
John Maurer from Mass.
Yeah, you're going to get.
John Maurer?
Yeah, John Maurer. So you got a text message. That text has a link to the form.
It's already going to come with the DocuSign link, right?
Yeah, correct. So you're going to click on that link.
Allow.
Yep, you're going to allow. And then you're going to also put a check mark next to the box that says agree to it.
Hold on one sec. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Allow it to use my location or no?
Yes, correct.
And hit continue.
Yes.
I agree. Continue and start, right?
Yes, correct. And then follow follow the yellow navigation button, start, continue, and then when you hit finish,
and hit
let me know.
Adapt and sign.
Yes, yes.
So, okay, every arrow. Let me clear it. Okay. Let me download. I hit finish.
Okay, perfect. Give me one second here. So you and I are almost done. What I'm going to do next is I'm actually going to send you a text message from my office line. I'm in Irvine, California. I think it's the text is to serve as a record of, like, who was that person that helped you get signed up to participate in this Depo-Provera lawsuit to get a settlement?
I got it.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then it also reminds you to be on the lookout for a call from the law firm A4D or Pulaski Kirker. And just in case.
Should I save it?
Yeah, please save this. Yeah. And so just in case, I've given you the phone number to the law firm. So if you don't hear from them in 24 to 48 hours, like by Wednesday, if the case verification call is not done, call me on Thursday or I'll call you.
All right.
So
is it Pulaski?
Yeah, Pulaski Kirker. Yeah, Pulaski Kirker.
A-S-K-I. Okay.
All right. So you now have a record of who helped you. You've got a reminder for the law firm. You're all set. Is there any other questions I can answer for you?
So if I don't hear from them by Wednesday, call you on Thursday.
Right.
And everything else is good. I'm done.
Yes, correct. Yep. Last step is the case verification call between you and the law firm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's the call that's coming in 24 to 48 hours.
Yes, correct. Yes, indeed.
So I don't need to stalk my phone anymore tonight.
They could call tonight. They could. And if they do, they're going to call from a 909 number. That's a possibility. It could be anything.
Okay, well, I just saved it. Well, okay. I just saved it, so.
Okay, perfect.
It'll come up from that number. Okay.
Excellent.
Cool. All right, you've been wonderful.
And same to you. Thank you. You've been wonderful to work with, and I thank you for letting me help you. I'm sorry about the unfortunate circumstance that brought us together in the first place.
You know, at least I'm alive, bro, you know,
yes, you
like,
are.
And my hair's going back, and they make great wigs now, so.
That's
you
good.
Know.
You're a survivor, Latasha. You are a survivor. You're a strong
Absolutely.
Woman. And so,
thank you.
You're the law firm that's interested in working with you. They're a great firm, very, very reputable, very experienced litigating against billion-dollar corporations, and they provide great service. So you're in good hands.
Awesome. Thanks. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great night. Okay.
So some good's going to come out of this tragedy. You too.
Thank you, Latasha. You take care. Okay.
Great night.
Good night. Bye.